Patients with gunshot wounds continue to fill wards and hallways in Gaza's main hospital, with dozens still waiting in line for surgery after Israel soldiers shot and killed 59 Palestinians and wounded hundreds in mass protests on the Gaza border on Monday. Now, the high casualty toll triggered a diplomatic backlash against Israel and new charges of excessive use of force against unarmed protesters. To get more reaction, we have on the line the Vice President of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, Zev Kringle. Good day, Zev, and thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Zev, what's been your reaction as a body to Monday's attack?
So, look, I mean, yeah, first thing is we mourn the loss of life on any side. You never want to see a loss of life on any side. We understand in the situation better than most South Africans because we're one of the very few who actually go there and see what's going on. We totally put the blame on the Hamas regime. I mean, this isn't a protest. It's not like we know in the Northwest with the Libby protest. This was an invasion that tried to break through an international recognized border. So you have to understand the history. They demand that all Jews leave Gaza. That's the big demand of the Palestinians. They wanted what the Nazis did in Germany with Ehrenreich. And that gets done by Ariel Sharon in 2006. Every Jew gets taken out. Every Jew, every soldier, all that. And then it wasn't bad. It was going not too badly. And then Hamas, with a violent coup and an illegal coup, kicked out the Palestinian Authority. And if it was not for Israel, Mahmoud Abbas would be sitting in jail or he'd be dead. They allow him out, they get him into the West Bank. And then from there on, Hamas has just been continuous trying to destroy Israel. And what I do like about Hamas is they tell you what they want to do. They want the destruction of Israel. Mein Kampf, Hitler told us what he wants. If Hamas had the way tomorrow, they would destroy every Jew in Israel. So they tried with the Katyushas, and then the Israelis got the Iron Dome, spent billions, then they tried the attack tunnels, and that didn't work. And now they're using their own people as cannon fodder to try and storm a border. So, you know, for us, we're regretting the loss of life, and we really believe if the South African government took peace seriously and took the loss of life seriously and didn't just want to bash the Jewish state, they would tell the Hamas guys, just leave the protest 1 kilometer from the border, there is no loss of life. Don't go for a border. Yeah. But the country you've told, I'm going to massacre you, I'm going to destroy you.
Now, Zev, let's look at South Africa's decision to withdraw its ambassador to Israel. Is this a significant move in your view?
So we're very, very upset about it as a local South African Jewish community. Our biggest upset is that there's such pathetic double standards by the government. There's 500,000 dead Syrians, 3 chemical attacks on his own people. I mean, that's just horrific. That's proper. And not a word of condemnation. I mean, what happened in the streets of DRC? I mean, killing far more than 51 in one day. What's happening in Kenya? What happened in Yemen? What's happened in, you know, Burundi, Sudan? In our democratic history, we've never called an ambassador to any of these places or any have gone so mad. I mean, well, what scares me most response is vicious. And when we killed 34 of our own miners in Marikana. I mean, is the Syrian government more worried about Palestinian life than South Africans' own life? It's just so contrary to how the normal Syrian government works. You know, when there were tanks on the streets of Harare, we woke up to those tanks. What did President Zuma do? He didn't blame the army. He didn't blame President Mugabe. He said, hang on, I'm sending an envoy. I'm going to see what's going on. Let's see how we can help. And we got through a peaceful neighbor without a death. There was a transition of power, and South Africa helped. But South Africa's behavior is just literally making the problem worse and almost inciting more violence. And instead of telling Hamas just to pull the protests a kilometer from the border, they just want to blame Israel.
Yeah.
It's a great shame.
Now, there's a lot going on. I mean, a lot of matters to really sink our teeth into. But one of the main issues is that the attack happened while the U.S. was relocating its embassy from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. Let's talk a little bit about that move.
So, you know, this is what that decision was made in America by America. It's a domestic decision. President Donald Trump, to his constituents, promised them that if he gets in, he'd move the embassy. It's a domestic American decision to move their embassy. Yes, the Israelis are happy. Yes, they were really happy that he did it. It's such an issue. Withdraw your ambassador from Washington. or show your displeased. I mean, it's got nothing to, you know, this obsession. And the other thing with that movement of the embassy, everyone agrees that Israel has a right to Jerusalem being its capital. I mean, if a Muslim standing between Mecca and Medina and Jerusalem, he turns his back on Jerusalem and he faces Mecca and Medina to pray. And the same with us. If we pray anywhere in the world, we only face Jerusalem. We only face Jerusalem. So we've got a biblical history. But even if you take away the UN, we said it must be an international city. The whole thing was that discussion of Jerusalem was meant to be at the end of a peace process. Is it going to be East Jerusalem, the Palestinian capital, and West Jerusalem, Israel? Is it going to be a shared capital? How's it going to work? So President Trump, you like him or not like him, he chose to start taking it off. Haven't put the embassy in East Jerusalem. It's in West Jerusalem. If there is a Palestinian, please God, there will be a Palestinian state. And if the Palestinians choose for Jerusalem to be their capital, it's not in their land. It's like it's a much to do about nothing, I believe. Which I do think certain extremists are using it for their own extreme views.
Well, Zev, certainly a lot to wrap our heads around with regards to this particular matter. And as you rightfully said, a lot of people not really fully grasping what is actually happening in that part of the world. But thank you for making sense of it for us here on Africa Midday. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thanks.
That was Vice President of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, Zev Kringle, joining us on the line here on Africa Midday, bringing the time to 27 minutes after 12 o'clock. My name is Zikona Miso. Stay with us.